The report on gender equality in politics says women are making slow but steady progress. In 1945, only 3% of parliament members worldwide were women. The number is now close to 18%. Researcher Julie Ballington from the Interparliamentary Union conducted the global survey. She says some of the biggest gains by women have been in countries recovering from war.
Well, several post-conflict states did very well in terms of women's representation. The reason for that is that all the structures and rules and laws were written from scratch. Women also took part in the liberation struggles in several countries.
Rwanda tops the world's gender equality list. 49% of its members of parliament are women. By region, the Scandinavian countries average 41% female representatives. The Americas average 20%. Africa and Asia average 17%, and Middle Eastern countries average 10%. The Deputy Speaker of South Africa's Parliament, Gwen Mahlangu, says the growing presence of women politicians is changing the nature of political debate.
Women take along the family all the time. Whatever women do, they think about the family, they think about the children.
Mahlangu says this focuses legislative attention on social issues such as equal pay, maternity leave, pension rights, and domestic violence.
Once men understand some of the issues that we are faced with as women, you will find a change in attitude.
Although the percentage of women lawmakers is growing by 1% per year, women remain a minority. According to researcher Julie Ballington, this narrows their impact.
You'll find that women tend to be concentrated in committees that deal with social issues or with health issues or with education issues and have less representation in committees that deal with finance, that deal with foreign affairs, etc. So there needs to be ultimately more women in parliament who are available to spend time in a broad range of committees.
There are still many barriers preventing women from being elected or even running for office. These include long parliament working hours without childcare facilities, a lack of financial resources to wage effective political campaigns, and cultural resistance to women in positions of authority. Researchers here say women politicians are unlikely to achieve parity with men until these problems are resolved. Terry Fitzpatrick for VOA News, Cape Town.